And of course, President Bush has supported his embattled attorney general. Back in May, the president defended his colleague and friend during a news conference in Crawford, Texas. And at that time, the Senate was considering a no-confidence vote.
Now, you asked about Alberto Gonzalez. He has got my confidence. He has done nothing wrong. There's been enormous amount of attention on him, that there's been no wrongdoing on his part. He has testified in front of Congress, and I frankly view what's taking place in Washington today as pure political theater.
That was President Bush last spring, but as of now, the theater, as he described it, has forced Gonzalez to make an announcement. Later today, he is expected to resign. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams has been following this story. And Juan, why would Gonzalez leave now after saying so often that he wouldn't?
Well, I think it's reached the point, Steve, where the attorney general felt that he was no longer effective at the department. There have been recent resignations, including the head of the Civil Rights Division. But if you look across the board, there is a lack of now upper echelon leadership at the Justice Department because people simply aren't willing to come on board, and a lack of expressed loyalty or confidence in him from people at the second and third tiers in the Justice Department. And so for the longest time, it had been about being loyal to President Bush. But apparently after lunch Friday, over the weekend, I should say, with the president in his ranch in Crawford, Texas, the attorney general and his wife expressed to the president the idea that it is taking a toll on them. They don't feel they're being effective in leadership. And at that point, they felt it was time to go.
And so he leaves at about the same time as another longtime confidant, Karl Rove.
You know, this is interesting. You stop and think about the group that came in with the president, and you think about Karl Rove, of course, is, represents Texas, but also Harriet Myers, who was White House counsel after Gonzalez left. Another Texan came in, and then you think about the departure of Dan Bartlett, who was the chief communications person at the White House. It looks like a lot of the people that came in with him, and it's not a Texan, but Andy Card, who was the White House chief of staff, also had worked for the president's father, Bush 41, as they call him. And you think about all those people who, in a sense, had long-term relationships with this president are now gone. And so here we are for the last year approaching of the presidency. And what you see is there are people now who are professionals and people who are Republican Party operators coming in, and it really doesn't suggest that there's going to be much in terms of an agenda. It's all a defensive holding action at this point.
Okay, well, let's talk about the next steps here. NPR's Ari Shapiro is still with us. And Ari, in the short term, who replaces Gonzalez today, tomorrow, and what condition is the department in?
Well, in an acting capacity, we understand it's going to be Solicitor General Paul Clement, which makes sense because for the last few months, as these investigations have unfolded, the man who has been acting Solicitor General in all matters relating to these investigations that may relate to Gonzalez has been Clement.
So Clement has been... Oh, when Gonzalez had to recuse himself, this is the guy who...
Exactly. When Gonzalez was involved in the investigation, Clement was the acting attorney general in that capacity. So it makes sense that in the time being, the Solicitor General Paul Clement is going to be acting attorney general. Now, as to who's going to be confirmed in the long term, there's going to be a battle here because Democrats insist on having somebody with a professional background as a career prosecutor. The White House is going to want somebody who will hold their line on some of the controversial issues that Democrats have been pushing on, domestic surveillance and so forth. So there may be a lot of backroom dealing and a public battle as well.
Now, Juan Williams, one bit of speculation that you would hear around Washington in recent months is one reason that Alberto Gonzalez would not resign would be the difficulty of getting any replacement through Congress. What does the White House have to think about here?
Well, it's more like what Senator Leahy, who's the head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is thinking. And not only that, Arlen Specter, who's the ranking Republican, they have not been supportive of Gonzalez, clearly. And what they're thinking is that they want someone there who's going to say that they are going to be independent, picking up on what I was saying a moment ago, the Justice Department is a different animal. And they're going to want a pledge that there will be aggressive pursuit of any investigation of White House officials when it comes to everything from surveillance to the firing of the prosecutors, even to secrecy in the vice president's office. They want someone there who's going to be aggressive, and I think it's going to make for fireworks, Steve.
And we have to mention, we're just looking at a statement now from Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, and he's saying, I hope the attorney general's decision will be a step toward getting the truth about the level of political influence this White House wields over the Department of Justice. A suggestion there, gentlemen, that this is by no means over.
Indeed.
NPR's Ari Shapiro, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
We also had analysis from NPR's Juan Williams. Juan, thank you.
You're welcome, Steve.